Arrests made in bribery probe involving EU Parliament Huawei. Federal prosecutors in Belgium said on Thursday they were investigating suspected bribery involving the European Parliament and Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Several people were arrested after around 100 federal police officers carried out almost 24 searches in Brussels and the Flanders and Wallonia regions and Portugal. The statement, issued in French, Dutch, and English, said, several individuals have been arrested for questioning in connection with their alleged involvement in active corruption within the European Parliament, as well as for forgery and use of forgeries. It added that the offenses were allegedly committed by a criminal organization, and that the corruption is said to have been practiced regularly and very discreetly from 2021 to the present day, under the guise of commercial lobbying and taking various forms, such as remuneration for taking political positions or excessive gifts, such as food and travel expenses or regular invitations to football matches. They said they would also look to detect any evidence of money laundering. A later statement said that the investigating magistrate in charge of the case also asked for seals to be placed on offices inside the EU Parliament allocated to two parliamentary assistants who were allegedly involved. The alleged bribery is said to have benefited Huawei, according to the statement. Prosecutors did not disclose the names of anyone involved or information that could lead to their identification. A spokesperson for the European Parliament told the Epoch Times, "We have received a request for cooperation from the Belgian authorities to assist the investigation, which the Parliament will swiftly and fully honor." European Commission spokesman Thomas Regnier said the EU's executive branch had no comment regarding the new investigation, but said the Commission has security concerns about Huawei and Europe's 5G mobile phone networks. "The security of our 5G networks is obviously crucial for our economy," Regnier told reporters. "Huawei represents materially higher risks than other 5G suppliers. EU member states should adopt decisions to restrict or to exclude Huawei from their 5G networks," Regnier said. "A lack of swift action would expose the EU as a whole to a clear risk." Greens member of Parliament Daniel Freund shared similar views on social media platform X. "Can we please finally understand that there are third parties trying to manipulate EU legislation, and that we are doing too little to make Brussels corruption proof?" he said. The Epoch Times has contacted Huawei for comment. According to the Associated Press, staff at the company's offices in Brussels declined to comment and turned the lights off inside to prevent photographs being taken through the window. Huawei has for some years been tangled up in tensions between the United States and China over technology, trade, and national security. Some European nations have followed Washington's lead in banning the company's equipment from next-generation mobile networks due to security concerns. Germany, for example, last year moved to phase out critical components made by Huawei from its 5G network in two steps over the next 5 years. In the first stage of the planned phase-out, operators will remove Chinese-made technology from the country's core network of 5G data centers in 2026. In the second stage, the use of Chinese-made parts such as antennas, transmission lines, and towers will be eliminated by 2029. Huawei has repeatedly denied that it helps facilitate the Chinese Communist Party's espionage. However, since the CCP passed the National Intelligence Act in June 2017, all Chinese citizens and companies have been legally obliged to turn over any information or data to the regime upon request. Lily Zhou, the Associated Press, and Reuters contributed to this report.